This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Turning now to a bank in a different kind of trouble, Wells Fargo is under fire for secretly signing up customers for accounts they didn't want to meet sales goals. CEO John Stumpf testified on Capitol Hill yesterday. He largely served as a pinata for politicians for 4 hours or so. The focus now is who knew what and when. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
Wells Fargo workers opened some 2 million accounts without customers' permission. Here's Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy questioning Stumpf.
Was it theft? Did you steal?
Our people did not do what was right.
That's not my question. Did you steal? I want to know if you and I are on the same page.
Stumpf maintains the thousands of people who did lie or steal have been fired. But the committee also wanted to know why investors weren't informed over the years the company knew about this. Stumpf said these fraudulent accounts only made up 1 in 200 of accounts opened.
It's absolutely immaterial.
If that's your benchmark, then a lot of very important, very serious problems would be classified as non-material.
This is Saule Omarova, a professor at Cornell, who says securities law doesn't set a numeric benchmark for this because even a small problem numerically can be a big problem for a company's culture or reputation.
Right now, the impact on Wells Fargo is enormous.
Now, some Democrats on Capitol Hill are asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate. The overall vibe, heads must roll. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Moo. Moo helps businesses big, small, and somewhere in between stand out with premium business cards, postcards, stickers, and more. This is you by Moo. Learn more at Moo.com. And by Constant Contact, with email marketing tools and support to help small businesses and nonprofits become marketers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Uma, a cloud-based phone service working to help businesses run efficiently. Uma, the smartphone for your business. More at OOMA.com.